God has an encouraging word for you and me today through the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton on this edition of The Encouraging Word. The Encouraging Word. Today, Dr. Wilton talks about a unique message called When Our Neighbors Weep. We're going to talk about the opportunity we have to come together, not just in a worship service, though that's a very important part of it, but coming together with our neighbors, with each other, and watching God do a work in us together that cannot be done when we're apart. Now, of course, right now, we're apart more than ever in this time of separation, but seeing God connect us electronically and in other ways, and sometimes just by the power of Spirit, has been a remarkable thing. If you'd like to have someone pray with you, we'd love to do so right now at 866-899-WORD. That's our prayer line, 866-899-9673. We would love to pray with you right now. And now, Dr. Don Wilton.
It's an incredible thing to just worship the Lord Jesus together. You know, let worship lead means just that. It's worshiping God. It's giving up and saying, Lord, everything's yours. We're just going to turn everything over to you. So as I stand here, as we are here today, you and I know that there are thousands of people really hurting today. We know that. Everybody knows that. I find myself constantly just trying to put myself in their shoes. So I want to just, you know, before I open God's Word, we've had such a wonderful time of worship. I'd like us to just symbolically, I want you to stand with me. Everybody stand. Just for a brief moment. I know you've been standing a lot, but just this is important. This is not for us. This is for our neighbors. Let's just symbolically just join up together as one. Just in a solid show of love and petition before the Lord. And I'd like to voice a prayer for all of us here today. Lord, we're just really, when one thinks about it in terms of America and the size and the population of our country, even the fourth largest city in the world like Houston, who are we? What difference can we make? And yet, Lord Jesus, you died on a cross for every one of us. You see us individually, one at a time, every person. Right now, Lord, we're just joining in a symbolic, in a spirit of unity and love, praying for our neighbors who weep. Lord, right now, I feel in my heart, this is not, Lord, I just feel in my heart, I just know there's somebody right now, maybe about to lose their life, somebody who's contemplating taking their own life, because they've lost everything. They have no reason, they think, to live. Lord, intervene. Lord, I want to join with all my friends today in praying for the National Guard, first responders, for our brave police men and women, doctors and nurses, medical personnel, and thousands of people just giving of themselves because our neighbors are weeping. We're praying for our brothers and sisters. We're praying for churches, for hospitals, for schools, for children, old people, young people. We're praying right now. We're just praying. We're coming to you. That's what we do. We know we just want to say, Lord Jesus, please, just continue to touch their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. We've just started a new series in the book of Acts, and God is showing us some incredible things about who we are and trying to answer the question, you know, what's next? How do you build something, so to speak, out of nothing? How do you do what God wants you to do? As applies to our homes, it applies to our nation, applies to everything. Well, this week, you know, I told my wife, Karen, increasingly over the week, my heart, God was saying to me, Don, you need to be very focused on what's going on. So today I want to speak to you for a few moments on the subject, when our neighbors weep. When our neighbors weep. So I just want to say this to you. How do you talk about a cloud that has a silver lining? I don't want you to hear me saying here today, man, there's this catastrophe there, and look at this good thing here. But I tell you without any hesitation, I'm going to tell you that we are looking at who we really are as Americans, people. You know who we are? We are Americans. We are not black and white and Republicans and Democrats. We're not up this way and that way and down this way and up that way. We are one people united together under God. This is who we are. This is what the world knows us to be. This is why God gave us this nation. This is what beats in our heartbeat. And it's time for us to show us that we're never going to stop. We're never going to stop. Some many years ago, I was in China and in Mongolia, and I was on the Russian peninsula. They could get only one channel from America on television. You know what it was? MTV. That's the only channel they got. And I was amongst tribal people in Mongolia that actually literally believed that MTV is who we are. They actually believe that Charlottesville is who we are. They actually believe that we're a people who stab one another in the back and who are so racial in our attitude and who are cutting one another's lives apart and who are out to assassinate one another. And that is not who we are. We are Americans and we stand together. So I'm just here today to tell you, I'm telling you now, in the middle of a great catastrophe, God just comes down upon me and renews my hope, my vision of who I am in the middle of a catastrophe. So who are you? Where do you and I fit into this? When our neighbors weep. Now ask the Lord, I said, Lord, please just take me somewhere where you want me to be. He took me to Matthew, and you can turn there with me to Matthew chapter 5, something that Jesus said, and I love this. We've heard it a million times. I have. This is what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14, and he was speaking to me. I'm the one. He's talking to you. He said, you, Don Wilton, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light, my light? You mean I've got a light? You mean I am a light? Let your light so shine before others so that they may see what it is that you are doing in the name of Christ, because you're a light bearer, and as a result of that, glorify your Father who is in heaven. That's like a prayer. It's a personal prayer. It's a mandate. It's a command. It tells me who I am. It explains what's going on. The American spirit, I mean, it's just unbelievable. Some of the things that get to me most are when little children are involved. I saw, you know, how many, we've seen hundreds of videos and watched the news as they try to bring this into our homes. One I saw a couple of days ago, maybe, and I've seen it many times, were our first responders going in and saving an elderly, really old, man. I mean, I just wanted to get in there and just hug him, man. I saw another one yesterday with a really elderly lady. She was so infirm. I mean, she never hardly moved. She just had a weak smile. Man, they were so gentle. These big, burly men just walked and just picked her up with such tenderness. This precious lady couldn't do a thing for herself. Nothing. Totally helpless. Most vulnerable of all people. Just picked her up and carried her out through the water, waist deep, and then placed her in this P-row, probably part of the Cajun Navy. Just put her in this little rustic boat and just so gently just laid her down. Put life jackets and things. Can you imagine in that sweet lady's life just being in that little boat? I look at a boat and I say, come on, man, I ride in a boat for a sweet, precious lady like that, just to move. Motion is an issue. Movement is an issue. And I just wanted to weep as these big, wonderful men just took, like, looked like a blanket or a rug or something, and just placed it just tenderly over her. And I'm saying, I want to do that. I want to do that. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. He didn't tell me who I was going to become or that I need to sit down and decide whether I was. He said, that's who you are.
You're listening to Dr. Don Wilton. He'll be back in just a moment with the rest of today's message. But if you'd like to hear it again or share it with a friend, you can do so on our website. It's tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org. You'll find today's message and many more resources that'll help you grow in your faith. As a matter of fact, this month, so many people have been asking about the book called The Bumps Are What You Climb On. Dr. Wilton's friend Warren Wiersbe wrote this book, and it's a tremendous encouragement because all of us, maybe now more than ever, are seeing there are bumps in our way. How do we move through? God lets us climb on them. Again, the details are on our website at tewonline.org. You can take a look right now or give us a call, and we'll tell you how you can get your copy. 866-899-WORD is our phone number. Jot it down. Store it in your cell. 866-899-9673. We'd love to connect with you now during the broadcast or anytime, day or night, to talk or listen or pray or connect you with great resources. Now back to today's message with Dr. Don Wilton.
And you know, the question is when our neighbors weep. You know, it's one thing, and we identify with that where we live because we all face crises. And we've also had our floods and Hurricane Hugo's, and the list goes on. We understand that. But I tell you, when it's your neighbor, when someone down the road, someone in the next state, and I'm telling you, they are coming in from everywhere. If I had 100 points today to my message, I'd just say thank you, thank you, thank you 100 times. That's what I'd want to say. And I want to thank you, because we have had a massive outpouring in this community. So, you know, we say, well, what can we do? What can we do? A couple of things. We can pray for them. That's what we're doing. We did that just a moment ago. You've been praying. I've been praying. Don't stop. Prayer of intercession. That's why Jesus died on the cross. And prayer is a wonderful thing. And God knows everyone. How many people in here do you suppose need prayer? And the Lord knows you. He loves you. We can pray for them. We can think about them. You know, we've all got so much. We can think about them. So this is my challenge here. Were you so involved in your team that actually you've forgotten that we've got neighbors who are weeping? I tell you, nothing gets me more than on these events when announcers and halftime shows and whatever else, they keep reminding us of this. Well, as a believer, I want to be kept, I want to think about them. We can give to them. We can give to them. By the way, that's the single greatest thing that you can possibly do now. You know, we've been giving, man, we've been receiving water and clothes and you name it, man. People are just so fantastic. Do you know that we got word from Texas not to send any more water? Now, go figure that out. This is drinking water. Well, you got to be on, it's the people on the ground. It's our first responders. It's the officials. It's the government of Texas saying to us, just hold back right now. We've got so much. We don't know where to put it. So even food and things, I'm not telling you not to. I'm just saying be very tuned in to our neighbors who are weeping. You understand what I'm saying? And guys, get this. You know, one of the great things we can do right now is give. Even $5 makes a difference. And you might say to me, well, Pastor, where should I give? Now, I don't tell people where to give. I will tell you, be careful where you give. I hate to bring this up, but there are scammers out there. There are crooks out there, man. Do not give over the telephone. Don't do it. Someone call you, don't do it. Don't give money. Don't give out your information over the phone. Don't be sending out your number this and your number that to people you don't even know about. Every community in America has got tried and tested means whereby to give that it'll go to the same place. I can make lots of suggestions. Samaritan's Purse, international, probably the greatest relief organization in the world. Every dime given goes exactly where it needs to go. The North American Mission Board of the Southern Baptist Convention, sendrelief.org, are on the ground, thousands of people right now engaged. Billy Graham Association have mobilized their chaplaincy force. Charities and organizations, you can give through First Baptist Church, and I will tell you, every dime you give will go 100% to the neighbors who weep. We see to that. We do that in missions. We make sure that our people on the ground are doing what they're supposed to do. They're not siphoning money off on the side. You can give. We can give. We can pray for them. We can think about them. We can give to them. We can be among them. We've had people even go. But don't just go. Find out. I'm telling you, sometimes you'll go and you won't get into those areas. The American spirit doesn't have a reserved seat. The American spirit's not even prepared to have a seat. Do you know why? Because there are too many people who need a seat. If I don't have to sit down, I'm going to give you my seat. So, listen, guys, we've got to get involved. We can pray for them and think about them and give to them, and we can be among them, but let's stick with them. This is long term. Just because the waters go down and the sun comes out does not mean that those people have all of a sudden got hope. They've lost everything. Some of them are going to start all over again. Some of them have got nowhere to live, nowhere to go, nothing to eat. They're hopeless, they're helpless. Our missions department, we got teams going. We got young people mobilized, getting among children and senior adults, reconstructing, knocking in nails, moving carpets, drying out stuff, serving a bottle of water, going on medical missions, doing, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where it is, what it is. I'm in. I want to do it because Jesus said, you are the light of the world. Dr. Jack Graham, who's pastor of the great Prestonwood Church in Dallas, said, and I'm quoting him, "When crisis comes, this is when the church can be at its best." He also made this statement, the church is made up of people making a difference in people's lives. I love you for that, folks. I love you. I'm just here today to say thank you to you. So why would Jesus say this? Why did Jesus say to me, "You are the light of the world"? Why did he single us out individually? Well, perhaps because Christians know the light. I know him. I've met Jesus. You know, so because I've met Jesus, I can say, what would Jesus do? His life was filled with that. Jesus knew what it was to be hungry and not have a place to lay his head down and be homeless and to be hounded and to be, you know, all these. Jesus identified with us in every way, yet without sin. He said, "You're the light of the world." And we know the light. I know the light because I've met him, because I've given my life to him. Have you given your life to Christ? Not only because we know the light, Jesus said this, because Christians have the light. I'm telling you, I've been trying to really get a hold of this. You know, Jesus said, "You, Don Wilton, you are the light of the world." You know what my natural inclination is? I'm being honest with you. My natural inclination is to say, "You do it." Jesus said, "No, you are the light of the world." My natural inclination is, man, let's get somebody else to do it. Now, we can facilitate others doing it by giving and all these things that we do. Sending is a very important part of being light. Can't all go. In fact, they don't need all of us. It would create a lot of added problems. And I'm telling you, those people from the National Guard and our first responders and down the road, man, they are trained. Trained people need to be there right now. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world," because Christians know the light and because Christians have the light, but also because Christians share the light. That's what I share. Jesus said, "Go into the world. Go and do it." That's what we do. That's why we've got this time of prayer and fasting, by the way. We're asking us to come together as God's people for 40 days, seek his face, to ask God, to say, "Lord, just move in our hearts." This is what I call a spiritual revolution. This is letting worship lead. God gives to us so many opportunities, and they're right here in our own city. And you look at the work that's going on at the bridge, in our neighborhoods, with our neighbors. Do you know how many of our neighbors right here are weeping? I believe today that America is weeping. America's weeping. We're the light of the world. So how about it? You know, what is God saying to us? What does it look like? What's next? Make up your mind that you're going to come and you're going to worship God. You're going to let worship lead in order that you can go out and respond because your neighbors are weeping. Watch what God does. You know, parents, I'm telling you stuff you do all the time. You want to light a fire in your kids? Thanksgiving Day, let them just go and serve the neighborhood for 2 hours. Just take them and get them involved in a mission trip. And you know, there is just so much. I think we just seen the tip of it. They talk about billions of dollars. Well, while Congress fights over who, what, and how much they're going to do this and all that sort of stuff, and I understand all of that, man, let them duke it out over there. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to serve the Lord. I want to show the world, I want to show my people, our people, that we're the light of the world. So just, would you bow your heads with me for a minute? Just bow your heads. Something God has spoken. Something's moved. There's a shakeup going on. God has flooded your heart with what you know you are able to do. Don't categorize it, whether it's big or small. The smallest things in the world can mean the most. Take your light, let it shine.
It is exciting to know that God wants you and your light to shine. But you know, there's an igniter. There's a way that we are coming on fire for God, that we initialize the power source to that light by knowing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Do you belong to Jesus Christ? Have you given your heart to Him? Perhaps those words are confusing. Let me let Dr. Wilton explain better, because today could be the day that you need to say yes to Jesus.
Are you ready to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ? Why don't you pray this prayer with me right now? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner, and I know that Jesus died for me on the cross. Today, I repent of my sin, and by faith, I receive you into my heart. In Jesus' name. My friend, I welcome you today into the family of God. This is exciting news.
If you've given your life to Jesus Christ, today is the beginning of a grand new life, and we want to be a part of it. Now that we're part of the family together, you need to know we're ready to walk alongside you, to put resources in your hands that will help you grow. If you gave your heart to Jesus Christ today, or perhaps you have rededicated your life to Jesus, Dr. Wilton has some unique resources he wants you to have, absolutely free. Give us a call and we'll send them to you. 866-899-WORD is our phone number. That's 866-899-9673. Or meet us online at tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org. And we mentioned that book earlier. That's where you'll find out more about this particular resource.
Do you struggle with frustration, depression, disappointment, or loneliness? You can gain a new perspective to see your life and the lives of others through the lens of God. This month, for your gift of $25 or more per set to the Encouraging Word, you will receive two ministry resources: Dr. Wilton's Stirring Message, The Poured Out Believer, and the bonus book, The Bumps Are What You Climb On, by Warren Wiersbe. Both of these resources will help you gain strength to serve God faithfully, no matter what age you are or whatever your circumstance. Call us at 866-899-WORD and request The Poured Out Believer, available on CD or DVD, along with the bonus book today. The Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported ministry that trusts in God to supply our needs through people. Thank you for listening today.
As we wrap up our time together, don't forget, this weekend is a perfect time for you to plug back into church. Maybe it's been a long time since you've been a part of a church fellowship, and you could visit online. You could stream a church or two in your area and begin to say, God, lead me to the place where I can plug in to be fed and to take part in serving the Lord. If you need help, we'd love to pray you through that choice. 866-899-WORD is the number. That's 866-899-9673.